It turned into a very short, for Donald Trump at least, disciplined victory statement here at Trump Tower after he was projected to win the moment polls closed in New York State. And Trump seemed to take great joy in noting that Ohio Governor John Kasich had come in second.
We don't have much of a race anymore. Senator Cruz is just about mathematically eliminated.
Trump is expected to win the lion's share of 95 Republican delegates from New York. They're divvied up based on congressional districts and how much a candidate wins in that district. It may be narrow, but a big win here means Trump still has a path to the 1,237 delegate majority he needs for the nomination. It's a slender path, requiring things to largely fall Trump's way going forward. But even so, the GOP frontrunner did again say the process is rigged against him.
It's really nice to win the delegates with the votes. You know, it's really nice.
Trump has had to bring in a team of political experts who do understand the delegate selection process and how important it is to someone who's had trouble winning majorities in primary and caucus states. Perhaps Ted Cruz never figured his comments about New York values and the negative connotation he wants for them would be so well repeated by Donald Trump. The Empire State often has its primaries too late to matter. And so Cruz had long moved on to upcoming states, launching an effort at a rebound in Philadelphia.
Join me now on this journey of less talk and more action, real solutions.
But the New York loss, coming in third, too, has put a hurt on Cruz, mathematically, especially since John Kasich remains in the contest. Bob Costantini at Trump Tower, New York.